annual budget meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay is now called to order. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Perfect. Item B, public comments. Are there any public comments on any issues that are not related or are not on the agenda? I don't see any heads popping up, so we'll close public comments and move on to C1, discussion item, fiscal year 2019-20.
Well, welcome to our annual budget meeting. This is our working document of the budget, and so we'll be going through page by page. I'm going to be listing out the highlights, and then I would like you to take it home, take a look at it, and you are welcome to give me a call at any time with any questions that you have. So, shall we begin? Okay. We'll open this table of contents, and we'll move through to the Discovery Bay at a glance. Everything is status quo here. It's the same since every day. They just give
Dina, that was mostly there because of during the water meter project. Is that what? Is that how that got under finance?
It was moved under finance about 2 or 3 years ago. We're now doing that change.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at monthly. So who's making $73,000 a month?
It's an hourly only.
There.
So you would leave off the biweekly and the monthly. At the very bottom of the page.
Starting with somebody, that's got to stop. Starting under non-management staff, I guess, huh? Because it says it's that there's people making $80,000. In fact, it's got people making Mike's making $121,000 a month, it says here.
Oh, excuse me. That's handled. Okay, I will correct that.
I know he's overpaid, but I don't think he's that overpaid.
You're right. Thank you.
You're right. Okay.
I think it's kind of on the line.
Wait a minute.
I've seen a few technical things that.
Just so you know, I'm paying attention.
Yes, thank you very much. And so, you know, I'm the only one that reads this document over and over again, so please, there will be some.
Absolutely.
Page 23.
That's why we're doing. That's why it says draft on it, right?
Okay. So page 23, the minimum wage adjustment. We've adjusted that to show the new minimum wage starting in January 2023. This directly affects most of our community center staff, which are recreation leaders, lifeguards, and pool crew members. And then we go through our 2-year budget cycle, and this is the cycle of how we begin our budget process. move on to the second page, you can look at the expenditures and the revenue. The only discrepancy there are the time, the timing issue. We get every cent back, but it's just the timing when we invoice them and when we receive the money. So, one note to look at is that Contra Costa County decreased our budgets for these landscaping zones about $5,000 from last year. So we are working with zoning consultants to kind of look at all of this and manage to see if this is something we can get into the future.
So does that mean they reduce the amount they're paying us, giving us?
This is the amount we can spend and the amount that they'll pay us back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the reason?
They do not.
They don't have to give a reason.
No.
Okay. Okay. Expenditures on that graph as well. You're going to fight that, aren't you?
The
less money?
Multiple issues that we're working through, yeah. The less money, they basically told us, in quotes.
The less service.
Discovery Bay needs to lower its expectations, unquote.
Yeah.
So that's their response when we say we need more money. That's why we need to look at alternatives.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions on the one underneath it, 20315102, SC Collections account charge. That is the account charge that is put on the tax roll. These actuals are through March. I'm working on April right now, which is why it's only showing partial revenue for those SEC collections. Okay. We receive those about three times a year. So once in December, once in April, and then a little bit in June. Very small amount. The third item are water charges. That is our meter water. It's 20,316,000. And through in March, we brought in 1.5 million. That is a little bit over 75%. Oh, 72%, excuse me. The fourth item I'd like to discuss is 20315177 reimbursements. I removed this. I don't anticipate any revenue coming in from reimbursements for water. 20315179 miscellaneous water service and fees. Those are fees that we get for tampering charges, late fees, shutoffs, restoral fees.
So this is the one where they we have the trucks that come in and they buy the meter, hook it up to my...
No, this is when we shut somebody off, or if they broke into the meter,
okay.
Or if they turned it off themselves.
Okay.
These are late fees for
okay.
Late payments. That's what those are.
Got it.
Okay.
What's our fee to turn the water back on?
$50. It's $50 to turn it on, $50 to turn it off. It's about $120, $25 a piece.
That's line item 5179?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So today, about $14,000.
Holy moly.
A lot of activity.
A lot of flakes in town. Huh? See, that's why he's sitting next to the mic.
Okay. So we'll go down to other revenue, which is 20315243. These are like recycling checks, rebate checks, anything we get like that. So why did you put it in here? And they're typically split between water. Loss prevention.
We can say that we said why we had 27,000 in 18-19. We're dropping it all the way to 2,000.
I with the 2031-6030 and on down, those are our developer fees, the capacity and connection fees.
Okay.
Again, I try to stay conservative there. Piper Homes, I think, has only 44 homes left to be built at this time. And then, of course, we'll have Newport Point and Fantasia, but I don't know when they're going to be starting development. So.
Would that mean Village 4 will probably be built out completely when Piper finishes?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of quietly just snuck along, hasn't it?
It does, yeah. All right.
So going back to the question on that one account, we started, what, last year, year before, the meters to have anybody, they used to tap into our fire hydrants and just take water.
Yes.
Do we have a location? Are we making money on that?
We do when we catch someone, yes. We make them come in and rent a meter. And so I think there might have been maybe since we started that program, 3 rentals.
Okay.
And then we did have somebody that we have a meter that we put over at the firehouse, somebody that used that meter. So
it's
not a big money maker.
Not a big revenue source, but we did stop the fire.
We did. Okay. As best as we could, yeah. So.
Yep.
So then we'll move on to expenses. And my first note will be on, I'm going to do with the highlights, things that I see change. So on page 30, under 2041-7180, it's about the fifth one down, travel, training, conferences, and travel. So if you look underneath that, there's travel meetings, VOD, travel, training and education, training and I've actually combined all those into one. You know, we have all these different categories. It really should be rolled up into one. And so I'm trying to simplify this every year I do it. And so I'm actually combining that into one category. So I took all of those and I combined it into one.
So does that mean in the what we see for approval, we'll eliminate like 7181 through 7197 or something?
They'll remain there until they fall off.
At the end of this year,
yeah.
Okay.
Number nine, that ninth issue is 2041-7271 consulting services. This has been increased due to recruiting. We're going to be recruiting a water rate study and water capital improvement projects that we have planned. Page 31, I'd like to point out general repairs, which is the third one down. 2041-7406. And this one should make everybody happy. We reduced the budget to $50,000
Which one?
2041-7406, general repairs. We've definitely seen a decrease in water leaks and repairs in that area, so we reduced it conservatively. And we're hoping that it will decline over here.
Okay. Aaron, there's more to be found.
All right.
We're seeing savings.
Okay. So then we're going to move on down to the middle of the page to office supplies, 2041-7425. So generally, we try to keep it very low. I did mention in the finance committee, we used to have board members that really wanted that low. But we always overshot. It's just the cost of us doing business. It's the paper. It's the ink. It's the office supplies that we need. So I budgeted correctly for it. I think about $10,000 annually for water. Okay.
The good news is we, all those things that we attend and all the certificates that we get, every rebate that we can possibly get, we're out there hustling to get, and that's the reduced rate. But we do quite good on that, and we take it seriously. Even the $75 stuff, we work to get capture that rebate. In fact, just to highlight, we just, I noticed that we never sent our crews out that are out in our vehicles. We've never had behind-the-wheel driver training or any driver training at all. And so we did that, and they just got done doing that. So we set that up, and we're going to get an extra discount because we have the driver training. So things like that.
It should be a biannual or annual defensive driving course, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got headers on, you know, following in each of them, but 30, 31, and 32, no headers.
Right,
those
I'm going to be putting those on.
You didn't worry about it.
No, I'm going to put those on June 5th meeting. It's just when I have to update or make changes, it makes it easier for them to shift. But I will make sure they're there and make sure that my graphs are right. I think that's going to carry through because I copy the graph and so.
We just get a report those are done? They're completed, right?
Which ones?
4 and 2, I thought he told us they were done.
4 and 2 are, where are we at? I think we are done.
They are done.
Yeah.
They are done.
Okay.
Are we done, or is there still, everything's been completed, but sometimes there's remnant things that need to be done.
Well,
is there any remnant stuff on there?
Everything's been done, but installing the pump for well 4, some oil leaked out of the motor. In order to send that back to the repair place, it would take 6 months, so we were advised to just go ahead and install it from the manufacturer, so that's where we were at. I don't believe we're actually going to be pulling out spending any money, according to everything discussed, but it's on there just in case.
Yeah.
We think we're done, but there's an issue, and if it stops, then we're not done.
They are done. He's actually, Justin's working on an NRC, which is a notice of completion. Some things that are new that I'd like to highlight are the master plans, or the 2020 Urban Water Management Plan. It's a state mandated plan. And the America's Water Infrastructure Act, AWIA, Emergency Response and Emergency Preparedness Plan.
And that number may be low.
It might be.
Essentially what that is it's the American Infrastructure Water Act. It's, you have to come up with an emergency preparedness plan that is for cyber, which is for infrastructure, et cetera. So it has to be a plan. They don't say how comprehensive it has to be, but you have to have a plan in case there's some kind of a of an attack or a natural phenomenon that happens to our water supply. So they want this plan, and you have to have it certified for us because we're under 50,000 people. I think it's due in 2021, I believe. So we don't know how much that's going to cost, if we're going to need a consultant, if this is something we can go through our regular consultant on. We're not sure because I don't think our water consultant is going to be able to talk to us much about cybersecurity. So there's various moving parts in this. Maybe low.
It's a hot topic, right?
Yes, it is.
What number?
21-31-6015.
6015. Oh, gotcha. Why do you have them as sequence? Okay. So you say we've only received half of our revenue, but that's because that comes from the county and through tax rolls, correct? Okay. Through fee assessment, I guess I should say.
Those are the vehicle reimbursement and the payroll reimbursements from Conquest County. So
Tina?
Yes.
Can you make sure you put the headers on the top of these pages so?
Yes, they'll be on for Tuesday. 21417277, this is Peoria large replacement. We increased this due to the needs from Peoria. So I work with Bernie on this, so when he looks forward to replacing or repairing for large replacements, we build a budget on that. So it looks like next year we're gonna need $100,000 and we can do the same for the ball in here.
How is large replacement defined, do you know?
I believe it was anything over $5,000, yeah. 21417286, we've increased legal. We've increased it due to new hires, legal issues, and our wastewater products.
Well, I know why we raised it, we raised it the same reason we raised PG&E, just wanted more money.
We can move to page 39. In the middle of the page, there's office supplies, 21.
Wait, let me go back to that for a second, based on something that President Mayor just said. So are you telling me that the reason we raised our legal fees is because they raised our legal fees 30%?
No, they didn't raise anything.
Okay.
It's gonna be more, no, they have not.
We anticipate more work, okay.
We anticipate more work.
I'm okay with that, better than, because we had, they, okay. Because that would be huge otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay. Glad, not glad to hear it, but glad that that's the reason.
So again, office supplies in the middle of the page, 21417425. Again, just like water, we've increased it to the $10,000. These are just the cost of doing business. And I want it to be a realistic budget rather than, you know.
Obviously, I didn't change the page, okay.
Okay. We go down a little bit further, it's 21417451, the insurance liability and property. Again, I'm just mentioning that I'm gonna combine that together. Now, the big one, the bottom of the page, 21417481, electrical costs. We've increased it quite a bit due to denitrification. So that was kind of a recommendation from Herbert, so. Crossing our finger, it won't be that much, but we want to be prepared.
Well, it depends on which option of denit we go with. PG&E cost is power.
It's power.
Yeah. Do we know, where are we with that?
Yeah.
Can we get an update at the next board meeting, so with regards to where we are with DNR?
Next board meeting, we can, you want a full board update on where we are?
Just some idea, because if you're not on the committee, you don't know what's going on.
Okay, can you send me a note on that? If you can, okay, so.
Because that's a huge deal.
In general, where we're at was, we're involved in the master plan. The master plan is, during the process of doing the master plan, they needed to get numbers. They've had some inconsistencies in the numbers, which helps drive which methodology to use for potential denite. So I'm condensing all this down. So there's been a delay because of looking at those numbers. And then we brought Mike Iraka in, and he has some additional potential ideas that are being flushed out right now.
Is he with Stanton?
Mike is our new projects manager.
Oh, Mike, yeah.
And so he's exploring with Gregory and Stantec some other potential options, ideas that hadn't been fully flushed out before. And they're looking at maybe August, and I think he said even the beginning of September because of those delays in the chemical testing. And once we have that, then we'll have a better understanding of and recommendation from Stantec of what type of denite to put out there at the plant.
Thank you. That's good enough.
It's a good summer.
Thank you.
Hope I'm right.
Since I don't know any different, you're right.
Well, the master plan, a lot goes on the master plan. Originally supposed to be done in July, and that's what's pushed off until August or September.
How far along are they on that decision?
Pardon me?
How far along are they on that?
With the master plan?
Yeah.
They've been delayed. They were hoping to get the master plan out the 1st of July.
Yeah.
And because they were getting anomalous readings that are also inconsistent over there, which some numbers in biosolids and ammonia, and they wanted to make sure, they couldn't explain why the numbers were off, so they had to do some additional testing and use the different labs because we considered it could have been a lab problem. All that caused significant delays, to now they're saying that instead of a July 1 date, we're looking at possibly the end of August or September. That's the reason.
So page 41, capital improvements. Mike did not say that. So again, this kind of just summarizes, but I did give you the breakout. So if you look at page 2 of your spreadsheet, those are all the capital improvement projects for wastewater that we have. Again, in yellow are new items, or new potential items, I should say, for some of them. Some of them under DI implementation, they're still thinking on that process.
Can we go back? I just have a question on page 39. 7451. Fairly significant increase. Insurance.
They combined it though, so.
Is that one of the ones that we combined?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is a significant increase in that insurance.
About 12,000 looks like.
Yeah.
It's actually going to go up a lot, so from that number, because I did receive the invoice.
Because of any fault of ours or any claims or anything?
It's not a result of value, it's just been, it was a board decided increase at SDRMA, and there is no, I didn't see anything in there that was a hike because of some claim that we made.
Okay.
So they increased rates
across the board?
Across the board of all of their clients.
Correct.
So the blues are actual and the grays are anticipated deficit?
No, the blue is reserve utilized for planned capital improvements. So those are just assumptions that I'll be using those reserves for the planned capital improvements that show the bottom line there. So I just kind of wanted to give you an estimate of what we think at the end of the year, if we use reserves, what the balances will be. And then in the gray, those are just showing you, these are the monies that we have left. Look at our plan, which is $8,500,000. Where are we going to take the money from? How are we going to utilize it? Are we going to need to? Are we going to need to borrow? It all depends on denitrification. How we're going to build it. So I can leave it with no assumptions if you like. I mean, I can take them all out and just leave them as balances, so you know what your balances are.
Well, I think it's important to know what the balances are. I mean, if you want to put in additional information, that's fine. But at this point, you look at it and go, what are our reserves? Well, it doesn't tell.
Okay. That's fine.
At least that's how I feel about it.
Any other comments? Do you want me to change it? I can do that. Okay. You will have a balance by the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, that, I mean, just as long as... Well, because you're into the next fiscal, you're making estimates into the next fiscal year.
I am, yeah. So I was just making estimates going through the next fiscal years. Your year ending 17, 18, those are the monies that you have at the end of the year.
Okay, I understand.
Which couldn't be done in 1920 in a million years anyway.
Yeah.
So, more like a placeholder.
Yeah, and that is the case with a couple of these columns.
Correct.
Or line items.
Okay.
Okay.
Next, we have the $40,315,243 other. Right there, you can see the actuals to date, 1819. That's the Hoffman settlement fund. So I wrote that there. I wanted it on a separate line item so you can see that we received those monies. $40,316,690, the swim team. Again, those are estimations from the proposed presentation if the district fills in the pool. And again, they're placeholders because I don't know when it'll be completed if you choose to.
A lot of ifs.
There are some ifs, yeah. So. All right, so next
one. On 5243, aren't we supposed to receive a payment from Hoffman each year?
Oh, you're right, yes.
So we should have something.
Yeah.
That should be another 130,000.
160, 167, if you know.
If they don't pay it off early, yeah. So
at least we know we're getting at least a payment, so that
yes,
means.
Yes, thank you.
Good catch.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Okay. All right, so let's move to.
Any expenditures? Just a question on that. You've got down 160,000 budgeted. Is that based on new pool or refurbished pool?
New pool.
New pool. Okay, so all of this is based on the new pool?
I put all increases based on the new pool when you get to the community center numbers, yeah.
Can we do a backup sheet in case it's refurbished? Is there any need to do that? A duplicate sheet. Two different assumptions. One is a refurbished, one is a new pool.
Probably have to. Budget one way or the other.
You approve it higher and don't spend it.
Yes,
it's a big deal.
I'll be showing the law.
Okay.
I should put a disclaimer.
No, you've got to take a stand one way or the other.
Okay.
Well, I don't see an increase. I mean, 18, 19 is 160,
well,
20, 19, 20.
This is the landscaping. So when we get to the salary and wages for community center, 8,000 accounts, they will be incorporated.
And you're right.
So most of the 7,000 accounts, we've left them flat. Brian is very good at being very conservative with his spend. So those are mostly flat. A couple of things. mentioned are 40, 41, 74, 81. We increased electrical costs.
It's on page 46.
Yes. Page 46, near the bottom of the page. 40, 41, 74, 81. We increased our electrical costs year over year about $10,000. Going on to page 47. So this one kind of makes me chuckle. It's 40, 41, 7551 at the middle of the page. It's the Contra Costa County Discovery-Based Sign Replacement. So I don't know if some of you recall, they just journaled out our money and just replaced signs when we don't know who hauled them in. So I don't know if the county employees did it or we had residents doing it. And that's a big hit to Zone 8. So I put a stop to that. We gave them a call and said, well, who's authorizing these? And they wouldn't show us the reporters. And so I said, well, then you cannot replace any signs without the approval of the landscape manager. And so we've now put it in as a budget, and he has only replaced a few signs this year. So he's now responsible for driving around town, looking at the signs, and he will call them in, and then they can replace the sign. We can't just arbitrarily do it.
Shouldn't that be a county responsibility? That's a street issue.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the, yes, very interesting.
Yes.
So how this works is they will replace our signs for free with their standard country rural sign. Somewhere down the line, I did a little research on this, and we decided we didn't want the country look, that we wanted to go to our own look, and they said, we can do it, but we're going to charge it. And then they went off on their own tangent. But we are actually looking at some alternative sign companies to see if they can do the same thing for less money than what the county's doing.
City of Pleasanton does it for other public agencies. They have their own sign.
Can you go down there to remind me to contact City of Pleasanton regarding street signs?
Can we meet? That's not part of our normal area of responsibility. How do we... This is kind of the same kind of idea with zone or code enforcement. If it's not ours, how do we do it?
I don't know. We do it. Are we the ones
Then why are we not pulling signs up? There should be there. Why are we doing that?
Well, they're charging us for the signs because we asked for a custom. Upgraded signs. So that I believe we installed them, right?
I don't know for sure, but I want to say I have heard of us doing it, but I'm not
so
sure.
I can look into that a little bit more. I think we do it because they usually drop off the signs at our office, and then there's usually, you know, three or four when they do, and I don't see any county trucks coming to pick them up.
What kind of signs? These are street signs?
Yeah.
The name of the street?
Names of streets, yeah.
Will we have our on it?
I think probably Virgil was having Jeff do it, so that's what I think.
That's why I was called for years. I called Virgil as a street, because they sometimes come unscrewed off the top or kids steal them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to hold on that.
Or we give them to retiring managers or stuff like that.
I saw you. We estimated that the overall operation of the pool of stuff attended to actually operating and maintaining the pool would be about 22% more
than what the current is. That's how we came to that 22% number.
I thought efficiency was picking up some of that, but I thought
I think it does pick up some of that, yes.
But obviously not enough. What are program fees?
Program fees are all the recreation programs that run through the community center.
But this is expenses, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is.
Well, we
pay for, we pay, so it's a 20-80 split, right? And
so all of our classes, well, most of our classes, if you see in the activities guide, it's a contract with an instructor. So if you were going to teach a dog class or whatever.
So that doesn't come under salaries and wages. That comes under programs.
Comes under program costs.
Because they're a contractor, not an employee.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's usually a split. We always make 25% off of that. Instructor takes 75%.
So there's a spot in revenue for program fees too then.
Right, so we're bringing the, and then the cost of the contractors is under expenses.
Really? Oh, there we go. Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to consolidate the insurance on this one too?
Yes, I will. Yes. Yeah.
And so we made this same assumption. I'm not sure if I missed that on the revenue. Higher revenues coming in. Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Because we make a little on it, so the revenue is higher than the.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Then moving on to electrical costs, which are 40, 41, 84, 81. We've increased that 4,000, 5,000. We're hoping the pool is efficient. We have waste costs and chemicals are also in that 22% increase if the district moves forward with the pool.
Okay. We should have a huge chemical savings in this year because the pool's been out of commission for half the year.
Yes. Unfortunately, chemical prices have went up though too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So.
And I believe our chemical purchases are bid as part of a bigger group, so we do have cost savings. But even with the group, it's all gone up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an interesting point. This year's an anomaly. On all you can't really use it for any comparative cost for anything that has to do with the pool. Pushing all the landscape projects out 5 years?
No. What we did is those are projects that we believe need to be completed. But depending on existing monies in the zone, etc., that will be up for the board and the committees to decide which are priorities, which are affordable, and you will assign what fiscal year you want those in. But they're in the budget so that we know that these are projects that need to be done as capital projects.
Except for the ones in yellow.
Correct.
Correct.
Those we intend to do within the fiscal 19-20 year.
That's right.
I thought we had set aside some, we did set aside a CIP project for the main front entrance, and we did a lot of that. We did the stucco repair and
Brian could not make the meeting, but we were already in the process of going out to bid on the lighting.
Lighting
and
electrical,
and I think he's coming up with a landscaping plan. It says front landscaping he's got on here.
I thought that was for the community.
Yeah, that's confusing. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we can
I can
check
this with him.
Yeah, see where we go. I thought we had set aside a year or two ago, $100,000. We didn't use all of that, so.
For what, Bill?
The front main entrance.
Okay.
We
that was stuck with that was the year Chris
Johnson. Yeah, we're
stuck.
Money's already saved there. Okay.
I think so. I think it's already set aside in another project, but he's not here to ask.
If it was the $10 amount of that project to the lighting and the front entrance and the landscaping, then it's still there and it'll be carried forward.
So.
Okay.
I have a question. It says equipment, wood chipper, firebox, $15,000.
Yeah.
What's that? Apparently it's $60,000.
Yeah, it's all the zoning.
No, apparently it's
$120,000.
Because you got it also listed under Zone 9.
It's under Zone 9.
And Zone 8. No?
Yes.
So that would be like $300,000.
No.
What's it, 15? That's 1, 2, 3, that's 45,000 plus 1, 2, 3, 4 plus 6, 105,000. It's a lot of dump fees.
Well, wood chipper would be considerably less. It's about, I think we were looking at one. We got some quotes when we were looking at
it. We had
a committee with that go through Parks and Rec.
That would go through Parks and Rec.
Because it's a zone issue.
Yes, well, that's where all the landscaping and
right.
stuff is.
So we have a wood chipper. Because we used to grind the Christmas trees for the Boy Scouts. What we used
to rented, we rented it, and that was one of the things we were looking at. Is it's still more fiscally prudent to continue to rent or to have our own wood chipper? So
a wood chipper can't be more than $30,000 or something.
They were more than $30,000, I believe. They were considerably.
And you have to ask yourself, you want the liability.
Well, the other thing is, you don't want to, you know,
Fargo.
Make sure.
Well, yeah, exactly. You got to have them specially trained and certified in wood chipping, and so we were still looking at that. And
much
I think we're still looking at that.
It's
on there as a placeholder, but we're still
okay.
looking at
probably spending too much time on a placeholder then. Sorry.
Move on, please.
Okay.
Yes. There wasn't a time limit on that. We had to spend it within so much time.
Spend it by next year.
Next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that sign can come down now. I don't think we only had to have that sign up for like 12 months or something, didn't we?
Well,
I mean, I don't know if we want to take it down.
Since I must have walked by it for 12 months, I don't even see it anymore. So, yeah.
And then we'll get a 68 while we put the sign back up.
It's fine. I just know that we're not obligated to have it there anymore.
And then I just showed you the breakout of the calculations, which will also be coming to you for approval at the June 5th meeting.
It's a new year, aren't you?
I know.
New fiscal.
Yeah.
Fiscal, yeah.
Property taxes?
We weren't paying them, now we have to pay them? What are we paying taxes on? What are we paying property tax on?
I wonder if I put along my, I'll double check that.
And then 7542?
We have property taxes on the parcels we own, and we own Zone 9, I think. So I do believe we have to pay a property tax on it.
But you mean like starting in 2020?
We could pay property tax on all of our parcels, I think.
Okay.
They've been charging us.
But my question is, why were we not paying it? And why are we all of a sudden paying it? And now we're not paying it until 2020.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'll double check.
Yeah.
Unless it was
And then what's the difference between that and 7542?
7542.
Thanks. They make that, that makes sense, you know. You might have, for some reason, started a new line, or actually the same thing. I don't
yeah,
know. You
I
might want to.
That on the wrong line.
You might look at that.
Exactly.
I don't know if any two lines that say taxes.
Yeah, I'll double check it. So your capital improvement plan for Zone 9, if you want to look at page 5 of your handout, your spreadsheet.
Which chip? It was there before the water structure, water feature went in.
Yeah,
the water feature went in about before you came on the tour.
Right. 2011.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe the Parks and Rec Committee might want to have an off-site meeting over there, take a look at it, and determine a lot of money.
Well, we haven't seen
right.
A proposal on it yet.
Correct.
That's yeah,
right.
Good
when
idea
it,
though.
When it comes by, when
yeah.
Drive over.
There's a travel budget in here. That'll work.
Make that a bicycle ride.
A dog walk.
All right. Again, page 58, reserve balances. At the end of the fiscal year, 17-18, there was reserve balances in place. And like water, wastewater, aid, I made the same assumptions. Those projects that were planned for Zone 9, we were planning on using reserves for that.
Gina, general comment. The coloring you're using?
Uh-huh.
If you're going to continue to use that, can you use a lighter color for the blue? It's just so dark that the numbers are going to get muddied up in there. And then, of course, headers on all the pages.
Yes. Okay, page 59, I will post in the news report when it's completed by permit. That will also be coming to you for approval. So you should see that in the next few weeks. Page 60 is just a summary of all the capital projects for the entire district. And then through the next few pages of 61, 62, I just list out all the
So, go ahead. I'm just thinking out loud. So there's been a decision made to abandon and seal off 5A, huh? Or is it, that's just a proposal? I mean, have you guys talked about that?
So, correct me if I'm wrong here. So we're still in the process of determining, and we're in the final stages of trying to determine whether Well 8 should be a standalone or a...
I can see that by some of the capital projects.
Okay. The bottom line is I think once Well 8 is up and running, the plan was to shut down 5.
It's just seeping saline, right? It's just seeping salt into everything. I knew that. I guess we knew that was going to happen eventually, but I just...
Right now it's a backup. We don't use it unless we need to.
It's a blend. Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
On page 60,
yes.
Down on the bottom, the header, building and improvements capital. Another typo. It should be 2019, Guidance Street 09.
Look at that. Zone 8 and 9 will pay their portion for the cost of the wood chips.
So if we move to 65, Public Financing Authority. This kind of just gives general terms of what financing authority is. I'll break out under debt service, page 66, the two bonds that we had and the projects, and how much each project was, and the total bond amount. And then to page 67, I've updated all the debt service payments that have been made to both bonds.
Is the work including the next years?
I can do that.
So they can see over the next couple of years what's going to be charged out through the baseline.
Okay.
As long as we're talking about budgets and it's prompting other questions, because until we see these projects, sometimes we're not, as a whole board, aware of what the projects are because they're in committee. Laguna Court crossover, what's going on with that?
Okay, so we have underneath really all throughout the town, mm-hmm. we have water pipes that go underneath our lagoons,
mm-hmm.
and it's all charged and it's a circular system that we have. Well, we found some bubbling up in Willow Lake and identified that there is some kind of a break in the pipe under Willow Lake. So where the valves were at property on this side, we dug up and closed the valve off and did the same on the other side.
And the bubbling stopped.
So we know that there is a defect down there. Now the problem is, so I had Jason do a modeling, by the way, can we exist with just a panting that pipe and closing down the valves and calling it good? And the bottom line answer is that we need to deal with this situation. We need to keep the water flowing. We can get away with it on a temporary basis, but of course that affects our fire extinguisher pressure flow.
And our one day of maximum pressure and all that stuff.
Right. So that was the findings of the modeling. So Aaron's going to go on a field trip, and we mark tomorrow.
Well, about what for me, tomorrow we're going to go and try to get a visual looking at the pipe to see if it's even exposed or if it's buried. So far, a resident who lives there says he can see the pipe, but all the as-built we have when they drain the lake.
Is the lake being drained?
No, but they drain it in January for aquatic stuff, for weeds and stuff.
To clean it up?
Correct.
And that's a Rec 800 thing?
Yes. But tomorrow I'm getting with Rec 800 to go out there to see if I can put a camera on poles, dig it down, and see if I can even see the pipe.
Oh, I thought you were going to scuba.
That's the next step. That's step two.
Hiring a scuba?
Yeah.
How deep is it?
What's that?
How deep is the lake? I thought it was only 3 or 4 feet deep.
They told us the lake is the deepest part is about 15 feet. And when they do drain the lake, they only drain it about 3 feet from top. So you're only,
So there's still a lot of water in there.
Correct. And you can't drain it completely because then you have residents with all their boats and everything like that and they're stuck on the bottom of the lake. So
this is going to be a challenge. First of all, you got to identify what the problem is, and is it practical to repair it? If it is not, then you have to deal with potentially even removing it at some point, or
You could abandon it, but you'd lose that charge. So we'd have to replace it
It's either repair or replace.
Right. Okay, it caught my eye, and I thought I'd ask.
That was a surprise.
Okay. Well, have fun, committee. You guys, that's a nice field trip for you guys. You can go out and wait in the lake.
I think I'll wait for staff report.
It's only 15 foot. You can use a snorkel gear.
It's probably
They just
bring them over and come around down there.
Laguna Court is like the first right
off of DB Boulevard.
Off of DB, across from Cabrillo?
It's across from Discovery Point.
Discovery Point.
Correct.
And then where does it come up on the other side?
Comes up on Willow Lake Court. So you know if you're going down Willow Lake Road and you see the two islands.
We have a lift station on the corner of Willow Lake Court, right?
Willow Lake Road and Beaver Lake.
It's over on Beaver, okay. So that's where it goes underneath.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Oops, sorry.
Okay.
We done?
That's pretty much the end. So district awards are listed, and then I just have some supplemental information. It's a glossary of terms. That's it. That's the budget book. Not exciting. I don't have, you know.
He left before we got to page 68.
He's here for
you. Get out of the birds.
So next year maybe we'll see titanium or whatever it is award instead of gold. Platinum.
Yeah, so I can tell you this, I did not have time to read anything. Yeah, things like pipes breaking and little like I don't know. We'll be lucky if we don't get coal.
We might fall to silver.
You know, coal turns to diamonds.
It does, so you never know.
Thank you, Dina.
Okay. Most of the questions came up during the session. I would open up to public comment, but there's no public here. For the record, I'll close public comment. And if there's any other questions.